no time to waste, no time for fooling. It's time to act, so let's start moving and come on. Give us a greener plan, know that you can. Give us a greener plan, know that you can. Give us a greener plan, know that you can. We know that you can, we know that you can. For our children and for us, all of us. Na, 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 na. Rise higher, oil is on the out, don't get left behind. Solar will bring profit and more peace of mind. So come on, come on, come on. Give us a greener plan, know that you can. Give us a greener plan, know that you can. Give us a greener plan, we know that you can. We know that you can, we know that you can. Right choices. You work for us, so hear our voices and come on, come on, come on, come on. Give us a greener plan, know that you can. Give us a greener plan, know that you can. Give us a greener plan, we know that you can. We know that you can, we know that you can.
Esther Crow right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about renewable energy, and you can learn a lot more. Find a learning guide that has vocabulary, activities, a reading guide, and so much more at childrenshour.org. Look for renewable energy. Our guests today are Rebecca Puck Stair. She's from MNERD. That's New Mexico State's Energy Department, essentially. And Jim Desjardins is from the Renewable Energies Industry Association of New Mexico. And we also have Dr. Sherry King. She's from New Mexico Tech. We know our planet needs us to change to producing electricity in a renewable fashion, such that when we become the ancestors, we have made the transition to renewables and have made a livable planet for our great, 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 great grandchildren. Amadeus, let's go over to you.
Does solar energy work equally well everywhere, or in some places where you might not get the same type of sunlight? Is it not necessarily as sustainable?
First of all, we're blessed in New Mexico to have the second best solar access of all the states in the country. So this is a really good place to have solar. But solar works everywhere. Now, I'm from Chicago. If you put a solar system in Chicago, it will work very well, but it'll produce about 25% less energy than that same size system in New Mexico.
Obviously, for solar energy, we're not seeing it at night.
Well, yes, that's correct. And that's why a big interest now is in something called energy storage, so that we can take the energy that's generated by the solar during the day, and sometimes we can actually have too much of it. So we put it into energy storage, typically a battery, and then you could dispatch that at a later time.
Is it safe to say that solar is the best type of renewable energy?
Oh, those fighting words. They're all different. Well, okay, so let's say you say solar is the best type. What's your plan for nighttime?
That depends on the degree of how well we have energy storage down now.
You've got it. So I think we need all the kinds. And when we mix them all together, we have something that's the best for any scenario. So solar is great in the day, but to get through the nighttime, you might need to add some batteries. Wind might help you day or night, but then sometimes the wind's not blowing. So wind and storage are a good combination. This is where geothermal and Shari's work is really important, because geothermal is what's called clean, firm electricity. Clean meaning it doesn't emit emissions, and firm meaning it's available all the time, around the clock. So if you pair those three together, you've got a pretty good start. And then if you add some of the hydro storage and tidal storage, you start getting a really fun, diverse mix, and diversity is strength.
What can everyday people like us on the Children's Hour do to help push for renewable energy?
We should be advocating wherever we can. Go to committee meetings. People can make their opinions known.
You're saying that if we come together and talk to our elected representatives, that actually helps push for renewables? It does?
Yes.
Even kids?
Especially kids. Because kids have much more of a stake. We're talking about where the planet is going to be in 20, 40, 60, 80 years. I'm not going to be around anymore, but you will. And your voice is what really matters.
There's also a lot of opportunities in the renewable energy field for employment. And that is where things are going to be going. So if you're a young person, that's something you should be looking at.
And the last thing you could do is just experiment on your own. Think about electrifying your own house. Talk to your parents, convert your house, put solar panels in your house, maybe get an EV and join the future that way.
You're talking about like replacing your gas stove with an electric stove or an induction stove.
Yes.
Your gas furnace with heat pumps. When people say heat pumps don't work in cold weather, what do you say back to that?
That was true about 30 or 40 years ago, but it's not true anymore. I have a heat pump, and when it was like negative 12 outside, I was cozy and warm.
That's the voice of Rebecca Puck Stare from MNERD. That's the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department here in the state of New Mexico. And Jim Desjardins from REIA New Mexico. That's the Renewable Energy Industry Association. And also Dr. Sherry King from New Mexico Tech, a geophysicist. Thank you all so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. We've learned a lot with you. Learn more with us at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Renewable Energy.
Was there an Adam? Was there an Eve? Or did we evolve from what we conceived? Either way, we got what was needed when the sun shone down on the Garden of Eden. Don't you know we're gonna have a solartopia, solartopia, solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solartopia all over God's green world.
Well, we bit the apple and the garden was lost, so we had to work to pay the cost. So we went digging into the ground and started to burn many things we found. But don't you know we're gonna have a solartopia, solartopia, solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solartopia all over God's green world.
We multiplied, we needed more. The rich got rich, got sore. The fuel ran scarce, the price jumped high, and so we gave nuclear power a try. But
don't you know we're gonna have a solartopia, solartopia, solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a solartopia all over God's green world.
But the nuclear plants were built in haste, with too many no place for waste. And so from Seabrook to Shoreham Town, we have to shut those new plants down. But
don't you know we're gonna have a solartopia, solartopia, solartopia. Don't you know
wars over oil and gas. No matter who wins, it will not last. The earth is scarred, the planet is warming. Don't you think at all of it's a great big warning?
That was Pete Seeger and Dar Williams and a whole lot of others from a release called Tomorrow's Children. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We've been learning about renewable energy, and learning materials are posted at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode called Renewable Energy. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Thaniel Lentz and Sarah Gabrielli. Chad Shear recorded our show at Outpost, and Amber Scheel writes our learning materials. You can find this week's at childrenshour.org. Look for Renewable Energy.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.